I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021, Project Salus Weekly Report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist, supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there is not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And Lee,
thank you.
By the way, I've just got to – I have to show you – so this is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, man, oh, man, if you missed any parts of hour number one, my gosh, we're in hour number three. I can hardly believe it. So hour number one, Coach Joe Kennedy kicked things off with us. Had a great time with Coach Joe and then Senator Ted Harvey. We talked about some of the senatorial races and what's going on and what's at stake there. Then Patrick Byrne was with us, and we talked about his America Project and his testimony, a little bit about how he got started in that, and Michelle Swinnick, who will be live. We are now going to be broadcasting her show here on TECN TV at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch all the TECN TV programming here on ChosenGenerationRadio.com and our player here. But she'll be on 1 o'clock Eastern, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So she'll be on today live at 1 o'clock Eastern. Michelle Swinnick will be with us. Well, joining me now, and it's always a joy to have her with me, and it's even more fun when I get to see her. I want to welcome my dear friend, Dr. Judy Mikovits, to the program. Dr. Judy, welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be back, Greg.
Well, man, oh, man, you know, we every time that you come on, there's been this period of more revelations about, you know, the CDC being exposed, Fauci really being more exposed. I mean, all of these entities are having to come clean about what they didn't tell people about, you know, not only the Wuhan virus injection, but even going further back than that, things that they've had to reveal and share that you've been talking about for quite some time, that initially they tried to attack you about. I guess the first question that I would have, and I know from our conversation we previously had, there's no animosity here. That is wonderful. But when you hear them saying this, how difficult do you think it's going to be to get just the general population to get this message and to make the shift based on how indoctrinated everybody was from the brouhaha and what they originally told us and all the lies that they spread?
Well, I think most of the difficulty is behind us, honestly.
Okay.
I've been working on this, as you know, on just this particular topic since our paper published October 8, 2009.
Okay.
So it met with what I call, it was like the shot heard around the world right then.
Right.
As all the doctors looked at the data. And I mean, all the doctors looked at the data except for the ones bought and paid for to, oh my God, make it go away, which I said, so they looked at the data and they said, this will change everything. And who knew it would change everything in such a way that we would do the last, let's just say, decade of killing fields where we killed everybody and attempted to change all of the data. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. And yes, it's taken a long time, but now people are really waking up as they see these data time and time again, even with the new, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. movie
right.
about the real Anthony Fauci based on the book. because, you know, the Plandemic movie was based on our book, Plague of Corruption.
Right.
And so Bobby Kennedy knew full well of all of those data and his beautiful 34 page foreword, which wasn't a foreword at all, but a chapter really. But that showed you what he had been doing for decades in the legal fields to show the corruption behind all the vaccines. So the shingles vaccines, the flu vaccines, the MMR and William Thompson. So people really are waking up. I've, you know, just come home from a long road tour where we've just stopped in church and town and town. And they're just so much open to it. So in the beginning with our paper, October 8th, 2009, it was the, you know, as I said, shot heard around the world.
Right.
Everybody was so excited. And in the next 8 years, the government tried to silence it,
vilify it, and vilify you and try to discredit you and accuse you of stealing your own notes and all the other nonsense that they attempted to do. And so that was 09. So now here we are 13 years later. And in the last few years, we've had the lockdowns. We've had, you know, I mean, things really escalated significantly. Do you think that they overplayed their hand? Do you think that their arrogance is somewhat to blame with them getting caught, in so many lies?
Oh, absolutely. The arrogance, it was the pride, which, you know, goeth before that fall. I mean, Tony Fauci thought and company, Ian Lipkin, Harold Varmus, the slides I showed at Clay Clark's Reawaken America in Mannheim.
Right.
I did a little, you know, Tony Fauci, aka the science is resigning at the end of this year. So let's do a walk down crimes against humanity's lane. And I showed them Zika. I showed them Ebola. I showed them the 2014 Ebola and Obama's involvement in the murder of 21,000 people in Sierra Leone to cover up William Thompson's confession at the CDC. And I can keep saying that out loud as I've said it out loud for the last 6 or 7 years and just showed the data and showed the books and showed the publications. So our book, Plague of Corruption, gave us Plandemic, which really was only a tenth of it. It was really, I mean, not even, it didn't even scratch the surface.
Well, it was right after that you and I met and I asked you to please come on my program and, you know, we were able to connect and you were able to figure out that I was, you know, one of the good guys, with the white hats that, you know, wanted to get the truth out. Well, you have to be careful. I mean, because there were a lot of people that were gunning for trying to discredit everything that was being said, and trying to, you know, set people up, and you've got to be careful about that. Another piece to this is
the fun part with respect to setting people up is, you know, there was nothing you could do to set me up because I had the truth by that time in declarations in these books. Kent Heckenlively, an attorney, wrote the entire series well before 2014. All of it's on tape. And every day we tape more for books and books. And then he transcribes them into legal documents. He interviews everybody. I don't have to be careful. We, you know, the truth is the truth. Here's my curriculum vitae. Here's my life's work. And it proves everything and it always will. And all they thought they could do, as you mentioned, I stole my own journals, you know, prayer journals and journals. I write in them every day. I have the Founder's Bible sitting next to me. And this is what they took. And this is what was so valuable what is to have an entire 40 years of a mind and a thought, which showed the government walking through understanding the mechanisms of immune editing, how our immune systems fight all viruses, whether Tony Fauci man-made them or not. So now we can all appreciate the whole argument. Are there viruses? Are there disease-causing and associated viruses? Well, we now know the gain of function started with Tony Fauci and Bob Gallo in 1984. And it's all in our book, Ending Plague. It documents and it takes away. They thought they got every flash drive, every notebook, every word. They thought they could rewrite history. And as I like to say, Queen Fauci thought he had checkmate, but King Jesus had another move, and that was an honest woman who would not refuse her God, and I never will. And
giving your thoughts, there was another gal there, Deborah. I can't pronounce it or her last name. You know, I'm talking about that was with Fauci, that was always up on the stage with President Trump.
Oh, sure, Deborah Birx.
Yeah,
and Robert Redfield.
Okay,
they held HIV. They did clinical trials. They experimented on the military, on the blacks, particularly the military, in the 1990s with an HIV mRNA vaccine. They knew they gave AIDS to millions unbeknownst to millions of military. They knew they gave HIV. And then this game, and she admitted it.
And this was in the 1990s?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Wrong about 1992, they tested HIV vaccines on the military. So you see, as I've said from the beginning, this is we caught them with that paper in 2011. The data proved that their experiment, if they injected animal viruses, including other human viruses, by way of vaccines, you can't inject the endogenous virome, the viruses of another animal. You can't bypass. You can't inject.
Right.
And not get your own immune system overwhelmed because you bypass it. So,
right.
So 8% of your immune system is a virome which protects you from other people's viruses.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Dr. Judy Mikovits is with me. We've got about 7 minutes on the other side. We'll get into this and how God has defeated medical tyranny right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Dr. Judy Mikovits. And you can find her at therealdrjudy.com. Therealdrjudy.com. And, so we were talking about, you know, that you were going into some of the different stuff that was uncovered and discovered. Go ahead and continue that. And then I'd like to transition that also into, you know, the natural means and how God really has given us the ability to defeat this medical tyranny.
Well, yeah, it was just simply, it was clear from Bobby Kennedy's forward in Plague of Corruption, the decades of corruption surrounding the entire vaccine program ever since all liability was removed in 1986 by the National Vaccine Injury Act signed into law by President Ronald Reagan. So Bobby's movie shows you, you know, everything, and you could see the depth and the breadth of the corruption in the book, The Real Anthony Fauci. And so it just parallels our book, Ending Plague, and I'm not even mentioned in the XMRV, the manufactured mouse monkey viruses that were the heart of that, were the discovery of that 2009 paper, and the explosion of neuroimmune disease, the explosion of psychosis, anxiety, depression, ME/CFS, autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's disease, and now, you know, and of course, cancer. So we see that explosion, but the key thing is,
And that's traced to about at what juncture, at what point, going back to 86, going back further than that, at what point are we seeing the introduction of what it is that they did that has brought about what you just described, the increase in those other issues?
Well, in our first book, Plague, Chapter 5 shows you the first cases of ME/CFS in Los Angeles. Okay. So it traces back to the vaccine programs and the mouse with the shots and the polio shots and other shots showing you that if you use mice, you can pick up dormant viruses that don't do anything to the mouse because they're endogenous. They're God-given virome I just okay. mentioned.
So that moves us back into the 1960s, right?
Correct. Well, the 1930s were the first cases, and this was covered up in Los Angeles. So we see the roles of doctors and nurses spreading the viruses that come out of the lab. It's called nosocomial. So you're working with the animals, and they've accelerated the evolution. You know, it went from a pangolin to a bat to a human. No, you injected it from a bat to a monkey to a mouse, and you grew them in fermenters and injected them in the immune compromised. That means the very young, the very old, okay. who haven't developed that type 1 innate immune response.
And injected in mass numbers.
Correct.
You know, and I think when you were on before, we talked about, you know, when we were kids, you know, it was a rare thing for somebody to have a cancer or, you know, I mean, my grandfather passed away of Parkinson's in the late 80s, early 90s, and that was a rarity. I mean, that was just such a rarity. And now it's so common for those kinds of things to be there. So, taking into account that this was introduced into the vaccine system in the 30s, for those who haven't read the book, and we want to encourage people to do that, but what has accelerated it so that we're seeing so many cases now in 2022 and have been seeing so many cases since, what, probably the last 15 years?
Yeah, so when all liability was removed in 1986.
Okay.
That happened because of the DTP program, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis vaccines. So it was found. I encourage you to go to 1986theact.com and download the movie, 1986theact.com. So what we found was in the DTP shots, they left the cellular debris, the RNA, DNA, and protein that they grew the pertussis antigen in. So to remove that and make it acellular, DTAP, meaning there are no cell debris. There's no mRNA in it,
okay.
you know, from another animal. When you did that, the injury went down. The injury went away, the neuroimmune, the crippling. So removing the cellular debris, removing the animal tissue.
Okay.
So that generated lawsuit after lawsuit. And that's when Tony Fauci went to Ronald Reagan and said, vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. And Ronald Reagan said, make them safer. And he said, we can't. Therefore, they sacrificed certain people, the blacks, the poor, the people who couldn't avoid the shot. And all you needed was to use the God-given immunity,
right.
vitamin D. Blacks have stronger vitamin D systems because they get enough sunlight to translate the UV rays into vitamin D. They get far more than people in Sweden so God made it so the signal hits the nucleus the same. So the stronger have been made weaker on purpose.
Intentionally. All right. The real Dr. Judy, drjudy.com. Therealdrjudy.com. You can find the books there as well. Never enough time, but thank you for being with us today. I greatly appreciate it. And, you can also get her schedule and find out if she's going to be speaking in a town near you. And I encourage you, if she is, you need to go out and you need to meet her. Dr. Judy, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I thank you so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Again, remind you to be sure and share the program, share the webpage, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. All the great TECN TV broadcast programming is right here in this player that you're watching right now. If you're watching us online at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and if you are listening to us on one of our affiliates, we greatly appreciate that. You can always get all three of the hours that we're on at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get them dropped directly into your email box if you would like by signing up for the email there at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And if you want to buy me a cup of coffee, that'll help support our cause. You can do that by going to paypal.me/PastorGreg, paypal.me/PastorGreg, or at the Cash App, $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR, or Venmo, it's at PastorGregCGR. And, you know, a cup of coffee is $3, $5. As you can see, there's no coffee in the cup. I need somebody to buy me a cup of coffee. So, yeah, there you go. I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Well, very excited to have my next guest with me. He is an icon in the fight for equality, not equity. And he has fought against the affirmative action and issues that drive equity but not equality. I want to welcome Ward Connerly to the program. Ward, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
It's always great to be with you, Pastor Greg.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Well, you know, what I'd like to talk about today, if we could, is the connection between this equity equality battle, if you will, and the progressive movement that works and aims to cause the division. Can you talk a little bit about that? Do you mind?
Sure. Sure. When I was serving on the Board of Regents of the University of California, a 12-year sentence, as I call it, I really was immersed in this whole issue of diversity. I went there, appointed by the Governor Wilson, thinking that this tremendous institution would treat everybody as an equal because they said they did. At the bottom of every legal document, the university does not discriminate on the basis of race, sex, color, sexual orientation, physical disability, and on and on and on. I learned, however, by monitoring some of the ethnic studies courses, that the university really wasn't being honest about that because they were deeply devoted to diversity. And I heard the blather all the time, Pastor, about we must celebrate our diversity. And I'm not one of these rah-rah kind of guys. And so I said, what do you mean by that? What are you saying? And I learned that the university wanted diversity through the use of equity policies in order to achieve inclusion, DEI.
Wow.
And that is deliberately designed to counter equal opportunity through non-discrimination. If you look at the deviousness, and that's the one thing about progressives. They are very devious on messaging, and to be gentle, I won't say that they lie, but they're very devious.
Misrepresent?
That's better. You're better at saying it than I. But the progressive ideology begins with race. Everything centers around race. They believe in open borders, a world without borders. That's number one. Number two, they believe that America is founded in white supremacy and that people of color have been disadvantaged over the years, and they want to transform America. putting air quotes around all this because these are the words of progressives, most prominently Senator Bernie Sanders, who on both occasions that he ran for president, his mantra was, we want to transform America. Now, if you're going to transform America and you believe that it's a racist country and you're centered around race, what do? You devise policies that provide equity, which is primarily devoted to black people. That's what the objective is. They don't give a squat about Americans of Asian descent or white. In fact, white are really on the target board, or Latinos for that matter. Progressives are primarily focused on black people. And reparations in California, for example, is at the top of the agenda. They want to provide payments in this free state. California was not a slave state. It was a free state. But they want the people of California to provide reparations, which would be cash payments and so on, the number of $250,000 per household would be paid by the people of California to all of those who can trace their ancestry to a slave. So what you have is a diabolical scheme to reorder the country. And President Biden and Vice President Harris are totally bought in. Totally bought into this.
Now, Ward, when we talk about reordering and all this, number one, this has been going on for, 60 years, according to them. They made all these adjustments in the 1960s, and America was a terrible country until the Democrats stepped in the 1960s.
Yeah.
That's their number one premise. Except that since 1965, when, for example, intact black families were somewhere between 72 and 76%, now black families are only about 13% intact. When you talk about graduating high school, going to college, education levels, when you talk about median income, when you talk about employment rates, when you talk about, what the neighborhoods that black Americans are living in and the quality of life in those neighborhoods and so on. When you address all of those issues together, the last 50, 60 years has seen a decline in the quality of living rather than an incline, which is what they quote unquote promised.
You're right. But logic and facts are of little consequence to progressives. Logic and facts are of little consequence when you talk about race. It all begins with the historical beginning of the country. They believe that we were founded by white supremacists, and we remain a white supremacist nation. Now, you and I of our generation believe that white supremacy was defined as people running around in the middle of the night with hoods and sheets on, terrorizing black people. That's not what they're saying. To them, white supremacy is the mere fact that Pastor Young is a white guy and other people that they can point to as visible, prominent people in America are white people, and they need to be displaced. Doesn't matter what the conduct is, the behavior is, it's the mere fact of color. They are the penultimate people who judge on the basis of color. rather than content of character. That is who they are. Progressives don't follow the path of reason and logic and facts. And I hate to sound like I'm making it an ad hominem attack on them, but I would be dishonest if I did not say what I know and what I believe. I've fought with these people for 26 years, and you cannot approach them and their arguments on the basis of facts, because they just will not reason with you.
Well, they seem to operate from an entirely different playbook.
Yes.
Their true idea of facts are, and your concept of facts, when you suggest to them what I just laid out to you, their response to that would be, what? Simply that, no, in reality, all you're doing is you're validating what I already have told you, that America is a bad place, and they can't see the connectivity between the policies that they have allowed to be put in place by the progressives since the 1960s that have been so destructive to the minority community, blacks in particular, and Planned Parenthood being one of the worst.
That's right. They can't see it. They don't want to see it. Our president has assigned to Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, the responsibility of devising a way to deal with equity as an all-administration policy. Within the Treasury Department, there is now an assistant or vice secretary of Treasury who is going to make sure that there is an all-of-government policy within the Biden administration. We also saw evidence of this when Vice President Harris was on a radio or television show, and she said that in response to a question about Hurricane Ian, they were asking her, how are you going to deal with getting benefit to people in the face of this hurricane? She said, well, we have to look at equity. We have to make sure that people of low income are benefited and households of color. And I thought, whoa, what's that have to do with the hurricane? And her response was that those would be the priorities. Now, the very next day on Face the Nation, the secretary of FEMA came in to clean up behind her and said, no, everyone is going to be benefited. But Pastor Greg, the cat was out of the bag at that point. And we know now, my reaction was, aha, now I get it. All of the actions of this administration are centered around race. They have said that. And I'll tell you, if they realize what they call the trifecta, this November, Biden still in place, Pelosi holding the gavel, Schumer holding the gavel. The next 2 years are going to be some of the scariest years with regard to race that we've ever seen, because they're going to deliberately go back and discriminate to try to achieve proportional representation based on equity. And wherever they can find that there's not proportional representation based on people of color in relation to whites, and in the case of universities, Asian Americans as well, you're going to see a deliberate attempt to reorder things and change the paradigm. That's it.
All right. We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. My guest, Ward Connerly. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur, the dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest is Ward Connerly. Ward, we're talking about the election process here. You and I were in the green room here. And I know I had a guest on earlier that felt as though, you know, we're still looking at a red wave, but you take a much more cautious perspective on this, and you have taken that historically cautious perspective, which has served you well in the races that you've been engaged in, involved in, from a consultant perspective. What are your thoughts with regards to where we sit today?
I'm worried. I'm very worried. I have learned over the years that you cannot trust those who run campaigns for the most part. And we have turned over the campaigning to some conglomerate fundraisers who have a game plan, and that game plan shifts from day to day, and they will, with their $1 million mailing list, they will advise you that you're behind here, and if we could just get $5 more per person, we can turn this around. So all of that is to suggest we don't know from one minute to the next where we really stand. Polling is inaccurate. It's designed to push an outcome. So I don't know where we stand, and I would rather be wrong on November 9th or whenever the ballots are all in by saying, well, I guessed wrong, rather than to presume that we're ahead and guess wrong. So, Pastor, I just don't know. I have no faith at all in the process anymore. I think that the election can be not fraudulently necessarily altered, but using COVID and other things, we have seen how the results can be affected by those who want to alter it. So I don't know. And I'm hopeful that the American people have their eyes open and we go in with such a frame of mind that we override any kind of manipulation that is occurring. Deep in my soul, I believe that we're going to take the House. People of reason, I believe that we're going to take it. But I don't want to rely on that belief at this point.
Well, I think the message is look, you got to get out and vote. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the message. You've got to get out and vote. And I would say to Christians, you know, vote your conscience and, you know, vote for the person who represents your values. We have to.
There's one other thing about all of this. The one thing I've learned, Pastor, is that political energy probably amounts for about 20% of any campaign. We were destined, those of us who believe in the good Lord and traditional American perspectives, we were destined to win about 50 seats a year ago. Then that was reduced to maybe 30 seats. And then along came the Dobbs decision by the court to hand abortion back to the states. Good decision, but it gave them political energy, and that instantly turned the scenario around, and we're now at a point where we just don't know, but I and about 40 other people have been on the internet daily almost promoting the theme that inflation is making us all poorer. And would you rather be a 75-year-old guy who can't have an abortion, or would you rather be a 75-year-old guy who is still doing well financially? I was hearing from people who would never have an abortion in their lives, but they were somehow being seduced by this argument of the left about abortion, that their reproductive rights have been taken away. It totally altered the paradigm. So all of this is by way of answering your question.
Yes.
I just don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to keep pressing on and encouraging people to get engaged and to get involved. Ward, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Remember, folks, at the end of the day, we will have to give an account for our involvement in what we've done. And here is that end of the day. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.